This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The bill seeks to improve the administration of Waqf properties, introduce technology-driven management, address complexities and ensure transparency. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved the bill, saying that it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. The minister termed this legislation is prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property.
ये कानून प्रोस्पेक्टिव है, रेट्रोस्पेक्टिव नहीं है. ये किसी का जमीन छीनने का कानून नहीं है. ये किसी का राइट किसी का हनन करके उसका प्रॉपर्टी को हड़पने का नहीं है. राज्य सरकारों को अधिकार दिया गया है कि जो ऑलरेडी रजिस्टर्ड है उसका तो कोई डिस्प्यूट नहीं है, लेकिन जो डिस्प्यूटेड है, जो कोर्ट में पेंडिंग है, उसको हम यह कानून बना के कैसे हटा सकते हैं.
The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects, women and non-Muslims and others. The Minority Affairs Minister also moved the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024. Responding to the opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliamentary Committee, as approved by the Cabinet. Earlier initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the constitution. He alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the constitution, defame minorities and divide the Indian society.
ये बिल आज इस संविधान के इस जो मूल जो ढांचा है उस पर आक्रमण है, और इनकी जो पूरा जो भाषण था वो हमारे संविधान के इस मौलिक अधिकार पर, हमारे संघीय ढांचे पर एक आक्रमण था.
Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that this bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. The discussion is underway. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill in the Rajya Sabha, which has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that National Education Policy, NEP 2020, is not merely a reform but represents the nation's intellectual renaissance. He mentioned that the NEP is paving the way for a self-reliant, globally competitive nation through education and innovation. Mr. Modi said this while sharing Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan's article in a newspaper, highlighting the transformation India's education sector has undergone in the last decade. The centre has set a target to set up 728 Eklavya model residential schools, benefiting around 3.5 lakh scheduled tribe students across the country. As on date, a total number of 721 schools have been sanctioned across the country, out of which 477 schools are reported to be functional. This was stated by Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durga Das Uike, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. The Indian Navy's frigate INS Tarkush has intercepted and seized over 2,500 kgs of narcotics in the Western Indian Ocean. The Defence Ministry in a statement today said that during a patrol on 31st of March, INS Tarkush received multiple inputs from the Indian Navy's P-8I aircraft regarding suspicious vessels operating in the area. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.